You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Sharks are looking for something to eat.
The majority of sharks in these coastal waters are piscivores. They're feeding primarily on fish and going where the fish are.
She also says the number of attacks are on the rise this time of year because more people are in the water.
It's not necessarily that they're coming in closer to shore or they're doing anything differently. We are more at the shore.
She spoke in a WVEC TV interview. The Supreme Court has issued another ruling today in a 5-4 decision. They upheld the use of a controversial drug implicated in several botched executions. They said the sedative midazolam can be used without violating the Eighth Amendment prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment, and raised concerns it did not perform its intended task of putting inmates into a coma-like sleep. This is USA Headline News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with a radio transmission. Are you listening to a news radio broadcast right now? Breaking news, folks. Stop listening to that news anchor's jibber-jabber and get the real scoop.
My new summer meal's got 10 pieces of chicken, a large coleslaw, baked beans with pulled chicken, 4 biscuits, and a free half gallon of Dole Classic lemonade.
And it is available for purchase.
Okay, then. That is the end of my radio communication.
Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
British Prime Minister David Cameron has condemned last Friday's terror attack on a Tunisian beach when 37 tourists were slain by a gunman with links to ISIS. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Writing in the Daily Telegraph newspaper, David Cameron described the nation as being united in shock and in grief over the beach massacre in Tunisia. He insisted the country would not be cowed and that Britons will stand up for our way of life. Meanwhile, an Air Force transport plane is being deployed to bring stranded tourists back from Tunisia. In a comment to the BBC network, Cameron said the government is working as fast as possible to give those families information. At least 15 Britons died in the attack, but officials warn the figure is likely to rise. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Months of bailout negotiations went off track this weekend between Greece and its creditors. Now Greeks are lining up at the ATMs for cash, but capital controls have been imposed, which means they can only take out about $67 a day. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she sees no compelling reason to hold a special summit. She says a generous offer was made by creditors, but Greece's prime minister refused. There is a chance Greece could fall out of the euro. There is a terror threat for the July 4th weekend. Federal authorities are warning local law enforcement officials across the country to be on heightened alert. There is no specific threat, but intelligence by the Department of Homeland Security says there are ongoing threats by ISIS and homegrown extremists. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com and give us a like on Facebook. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And we're live at Hot and Hunterdon, and I'm Georgine Trinkle, your host, and we are going to try to see if we have a caller on the phone. Are we joined by a caller?
Yes, you are. Hi. I'm so glad I got through.
Fantastic. All right, Maritza, we have you live on the air, and today is June 29th. Before we start Hot and Hunterdon, we always have to pay the bills, so we're going to go to a quick commercial break and do the weather, and then we'll be back to talk to you.
Great.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back at Hot and Hotter. And this is your host, Georgine Trinkle. And on the phone, I have with me Maritza Bachman, who was kind enough to be a last-minute call-in for me so we could talk about a very important topic today. But first, I know everyone wants to know the weather. And I have to say, I'm absolutely delighted that I did not have to give this weekend's forecast because that was, frankly, just sad. But today, we have mostly sunny skies with a high near 79. It's really a beautiful day out, and we have no rain this evening with a low around 60. Tomorrow, we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's partly sunny with a high near 83. So I think that you can probably go without the umbrella because the chance of precipitation is only 40%. And then Tuesday night, you do want the raincoat. That's when we're talking about some thunderstorms, which is probably about a quarter of an inch of rain. Wednesday looks like some showers and thunderstorms, but if you want to call in sick, Maritza, Thursday's the day, mostly sunny with a high near 82. So that is the beach day for this week. If anyone wants to play hooky, that's the day I suggest that you do it. So you heard that here at Hot and Hunterdon. So if no one's at work on that day, we will all be at the beach together. So what we do, Maritza, on Hot and Hunterdon is we always start out with a quote, either about the time of year or about our topic. So our quote today is going to be about July 4th and Independence Day. And that quote is very common that I'm going to read, but to me, it can never be overstated. And it's this: all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So I hope everyone has a great July 4th. We will not be on the air next Monday, but I hope on Saturday, which is the 4th of July, everyone enjoys the celebrations. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later. And we're going to be talking about some Hot and Hunterdon picks for July 4th. But right now, we want to talk about a great run, Cops on the Run. That's your cue, Maritza. You can jump right in.
I'm very excited about it. This is a 5K. And it's scheduled for August 8th, which is really just around the corner. July just starts in a couple of days. And this is our fifth year running this, and it really is a wonderful activity for the runners, and it's held at Meadow Breeze Park. And the funding helps with the community police activities like National Night Out, and that's also in August, the Reading Room, and the Fall Festival in Phillipsburg. We are offering registration online, nice and easy to do. You go to www.active.com, that's ACTIVE.com, and it's very simple. When you put that address on your browser, it will bring you to the home page, and all you have to do is type in Cops on the Run, and the next screen it gives you is the information for the run.
Fantastic. I'm going to take a guess because you gave such detailed information about www.active.com that you checked that out before you came on the air.
I did. Not only did I check it out, but I registered.
You did.
So, yes. Oh, so I look forward to that. The race does begin at 9 o'clock sharp, and we do offer a 3K, a 5K walk, and if you do register online and before July 25th, the registration fee is $15.
That sounds like a deal to me.
Plus, you get a T-shirt. So that's pretty cool.
That is. And we should mention the 1K is free.
Yes.
But the youth, if they want to have a T-shirt, they do have to register, and they can...
In advance, yes.
Yeah, and that registration's not online at active.com for the youth. That can be done by emailing 411 at norwestcap.org, or they could just send it to, our main information.
Norwestcap.
Yeah, and there's a Facebook page where people can get more information.
It's very cool. I also checked that out.
You've been very busy.
It does have a lot of great information. I encourage everyone to click on that and make it one of your favorites and like it. And it does have information not just about the 5K run that we're offering on August 8th, but lots of other information as well. I also wanted to share with you the I needed to get a quick drink of water here, a sip. Our sponsors.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, we're very, very happy that they're helping us again. And just had it in front of me. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I actually can help with this.
We know. Here it is. We got Snap Fitness, Debbie Weiss from State Farm Insurance, Coalillo ShopRite, and Nestle.
Fantastic. I wanted to talk just a moment, if you don't mind,
sure.
Just about the concept of the cops on the run running as a unified force for stronger neighborhoods. A lot of times today, unfortunately, it has become unpopular to support the police, but that is not our what's in our hearts. We know that to have strong communities, we have to have law enforcement at the table to be active and engage with our community. That's how we build bridges, and it's really important to have that participation. So the concept for the run was to do this as a fundraiser and to have law enforcement running alongside with children and with adults as well. Just part of that nutrition and healthy choices and having an active lifestyle. So I know you mentioned that this supports some other activities. Maybe you could just talk on those activities briefly.
Sure. Well, we have a wonderful reading room here in Phillipsburg, and it's opened every Saturday for the children in the neighborhood. Not only do they come in and enjoy a craft, but they get to have some of the officers read to them if they choose to. They always are welcome to take any of the books home. It is not on trial. They can just take it and take it home and be happy with it. We do have a wonderful fall festival, and the children really do enjoy this. It's almost an all-day activity. I believe it starts at 2, but there's just so many things for the children to do. They offer a haunted house. We also have a little competition among the neighborhood as far as who can decorate their porch or their outside of their home. So that's always exciting for the children to do in with their parents or with even their older siblings. And then, of course, we have our National Night Out, and that is in the beginning of August. I believe I'm looking it up right now.
August 2nd?
August 4th.
August 4th. Okay, that's a Tuesday night, I think, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. And that's wonderful because not only will we be out in the community with our police officers, but all the community services that are offered to the community. And it's a wonderful way for younger children to see the police officers and not be afraid of them and see how much they can really help them and help the community as a whole.
That's fantastic. So, you did a great job explaining those programs and services. And the more our children and our adults can get to know the officers that are protecting our community, if it's the state police, if it's a local municipality or a regional police department, if you feel that connection to an officer or you feel that trust with the department, you're going to be more likely to let them know if you think there's something suspicious going on. You'll be more likely to approach them, to be engaged in the community. And that's really important because there's so many crimes that are preventable. There's so many crimes of opportunity that we can stop if we just pay attention to our environment and our surroundings. And we learn how to report information to the police department when we see something that's out of place.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. And it's just a wonderful way to really become proud of your community and your neighborhood, and really take pride in what's going on.
Okay, fantastic. Maritza, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to do, have to pay for our show here. So we have to do our hard work and put our sponsors on. Then when we come back, if you could just remind everyone how to register.
Sure.
Okay, great. So stay with us. This is Georgine Trinkle at Hot and Hunterdon.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon, and I have with me Maritza Bachman, who is kind enough to stand in for the Cops on the Run race chair, Yvette Day, who couldn't be with us today. But we know that once June ends, the rest of the summer just flies by, and we really wanted to talk about the Cops on the Run. So, Maritza, I really do appreciate you taking time today to let everyone know about our 5K and how they can register. And I know that you can let people know how they can do that so they can get the discount.
Yes, very nice and easy. You open up your web page and you're going to type in www.active.com. That's ACTIVE.com. Once you get on the home page, in the search bar, you're going to type in Cops on the Run, nice and easy, and the next page you see, you'll see where it's titled August 8th, 2015, the 5th Annual Cops on the Run. Click on that, and then you can just take it from there to enter in all your information. And I do want to remind you to register before July 25th, and you will get the deal for the $15, and also you will be able to get a T-shirt. After that date, or the day of the race, the registration fee will be at $20. So get in there before the 25th of July.
Well, that sounds like motivation to me. You get the discount and the T-shirt.
That's right.
And again, this is Saturday, August 8th at Meadow Breeze Park in Washington, New Jersey. And Maritza, you actually registered.
Yes, I did, so I look forward to that. It will not be running for me, but it'll definitely be a nice, quick walk.
Fantastic. Yes. Well, can't wait for you to join us at Meadow Breeze Park. And if anyone has any questions, they can go on to the Cops on the Run 5K Facebook page, and they can post information, or they can instant message or private message, and we can get any answers to any questions anyone may have. Again, that's Cops on the Run, running as a unified force for stronger neighborhoods. And we appreciate the support, and hope a lot of people, even if you've never done a 5K, this is the 5K to enroll or register in, because it's such a nice course. It's flat, it's fast, it's a beautiful, beautiful area. There's great scenery, and you don't have to worry about people running by you. For those competitive people, we do have some very competitive racers there, which is always always a good time. It's always good to be with runners. They're really such a great bunch of enthusiastic people. They're always, you know, it doesn't matter where you are, whatever your run is. I like to say in one of our postings on Facebook is a 12-minute mile and a 6-minute mile, it's the same distance. So it's all good. If you're out there running, it's all good. Maritza, thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course. Really, I enjoyed it.
Really appreciate it. And again, if you want to register, www.active.com or go on the Facebook page, there's a link there, and get your registration in early and start training.
That's right. And I'll see everybody on August 8th.
Sounds great. Thanks again, Maritza.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, and now I'm proud of myself that I was able to get the call on and off the air and even get ready for the next caller that we may have. So thank you again, Maritza Bachman, for stepping in for the Cops on the Run so we can talk about this great event. Now, since we're on the topic of police and community partnerships and some of the things that the race funds, Maritza talked about the 5K Cops on the Run funding activities like the Reading Room, National Night Out, and an all-day fall festival in the fall. There is another project, which will be a new project. It's called the Police Chaplain Program. And this program is going to be in Phillipsburg. It's a two-day training on August 10th and 11th. So there is a program, it's a nonprofit organization called the Police Chaplain Program of New Jersey. And it is run by the senior chaplain of the Vineland Police Department. And that individual has been able to really engage Gary Holden, engage the rest of the community in starting police chaplain programs. So one piece of the police chaplain program is that it bridges faith-based leaders with law enforcement to provide that emotional and supportive systems during times of crisis, death notifications, and certainly other areas as well. And it provides an opportunity for the police to also get some support from the faith-based ministry. And there is training, it's ongoing training, of course, but there's an initial 16-hour training program. And it helps to prepare first responder chaplains for specialized work with law enforcement. And this training will be in Phillipsburg on August 10th and 11th. And there are many openings for it. It is a there is a cost associated with the training, and that cost is, $195 a person. But if this is something that our faith-based partners cannot afford, they certainly can contact us, and we can do a select number of scholarships. So it's really important to continue with our crisis training and continue to prepare ourselves if we're first responders or faith-based ministry. It's very difficult dealing with people in crisis, and we can always improve our qualities and our training in this area. So if anyone's interested in this, you can contact the Police Chaplain Program of New Jersey directly, and that would be probably Gary Holden or the assistant director, which is Sergeant McCoy, and they could tell you more about this training. It's the Police Chaplain Program Basic Training Program, a 16-hour course on August 10th and 11th in Phillipsburg, and that phone number is 609-774-0283. And that information is also on the Phillipsburg Police website under the news section, and that's www.pbergpolice.org. You'll find a little bit more information about that along with the registration brochure. So we're really excited about this. This has been the vision of Captain Stettner to have some additional support in the community during times of crisis and to work more closely with our faith-based leaders. So it's a great opportunity, and I hope people in Hunterdon and in Warren County take advantage of that program. Again, that's the Police Chaplain Program, a 16-hour training that will be in the Phillipsburg area for $195, where scholarship money is available if necessary for our faith-based partners. And it is an all-day training, I should say, from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. right now. And we appreciate the work of the New Jersey Police Chaplain Program. You know, it has been an excellent resource for law enforcement and for the faith-based community. And we've been looking at their work and their crisis intervention work, and they've been doing an excellent job. So looking forward to telling you more about that training when it happens in August. Okay, so now we have our, everyone should be on the active.com page, have their browser open, and is busy registering for our 5K Cops on the Run. That's coming up also in August. And we are going to be able to do our news break in just a moment, and then we'll be back to talk about some other things today. I want to talk about exciting announcement that is happening on Tuesday, and a little bit also about some upcoming July 4th events. So hope everyone stays with us here at Hot and Hunterdon, and we're going to go to the news.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Convicted killer David Sweat is in serious condition after being shot by a New York State trooper near the Canadian border yesterday. An unidentified resident is happy the three-week manhunt is over.
We'll feel calm and peaceful, but this has been going on for 3 weeks, and our whole town has been in an uproar and haven't been able to sleep. They were right on my road one night with a perimeter set up.
Fellow escapee Richard Matt was shot and killed Friday. The nuclear talks with Iran will probably go past tomorrow's deadline. AP correspondent George Yan says there are a number of serious sticking points.
The biggest hang-up, of course, is how open Iran must be in allowing the UN nuclear agency to go wherever it feels it needs to go to make sure that Tehran is adhering to its commitments under a deal.
Secretary of State John Kerry and representatives from other world powers are meeting with the Iranians in Vienna. This is USA Headline News.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session. Huh? Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
There has been another shark attack off the coast of North Carolina, the second in 2 days, and the latest in a series of shark attacks. A 17-year-old boy is in a hospital suffering from injuries to his hand and calf. Shark expert Beth Firshaw says sharks are looking for something to eat.
The majority of sharks in these coastal waters are piscivores. They're feeding primarily on fish and going where the fish are.
She also says the number of attacks are on the rise this time of year because more people are in the water.
It's not necessarily that they're coming in closer to shore or they're doing anything differently. We are more at the shore.
She spoke in a WVEC TV interview. The Supreme Court has issued another ruling today in a 5-4 decision. They upheld the use of a controversial drug implicated in several botched executions. They said the sedative midazolam can be used without violating the Eighth Amendment prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment, and raised concerns it did not perform its intended task of putting inmates into a coma-like sleep. This is USA Headline News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with a radio transmission. Are you listening to a news radio broadcast right now? Breaking news, folks. Stop listening to that news anchor's jibber-jabber and get the real scoop. My new summer meal's got 10 pieces of chicken, a large coleslaw, baked beans with pulled chicken, 4 biscuits, and a free half gallon of Dole Classic lemonade. And it is available for purchase. Okay, then, that is the end of my radio communication. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
British Prime Minister David Cameron has condemned last Friday's terror attack on a Tunisian beach when 37 tourists were slain by a gunman with links to ISIS. correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Writing in the Daily Telegraph newspaper, David Cameron described the nation as being united in shock and in grief over the beach massacre in Tunisia. He insisted the country would not be cowed and that Britons will stand up for our way of life. Meanwhile, an Air Force transport plane is being deployed to bring stranded tourists back from Tunisia. In a comment to the BBC network, Cameron said the government is working as fast as possible to give those families information. At least 15 Britons died in the attack, but officials warn the figure is likely to rise. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Months of bailout negotiations went off track this weekend between Greece and its creditors. Now Greeks are lining up at the ATMs for cash, but capital controls have been imposed, which means they can only take out about $67 a day. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she sees no compelling reason to hold a special summit. She says a generous offer was made by creditors, but Greece's prime minister refused. There is a chance Greece could fall out of the euro. There is a terror threat for the July 4th weekend. Federal authorities are warning local law enforcement officials across the country to be on heightened alert. There is no specific threat, but intelligence by the Department of Homeland and Security says there are ongoing threats by ISIS and homegrown extremists. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com and give us a like on Facebook. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And we're back here in the studio in Flemington of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I am your host, Georgine Trinkle, and we are at Hot in Hunterdon today talking about a 5K Cops on the Run that is available to register at www.active.com. And it is also hosted, the management company of that run is Pretzel City Sports. And the nice thing about Pretzel City Sports is that they, if you sign up for their newsletter, they actually send out every week an email, and it has all the 5Ks in the area. So if you're looking for a particular run, or you think, oh, I might want to do a 5K today, I don't know where I can find one, everyone that's imaginable is on the Pretzel City Sports email. So that's a pretty exciting thing to do. So that would be another thing that you can sign up for if you are a runner or want to be a runner or want to try to do engage in some 5Ks. They really are a fun time to do. There's certain ones, certain times of the year. I always try to do the Norwest Cap Food Bank and ShopRite have a 5K at Deer Path Park in Flemington. That's usually in October. And that's a really fun run, although there is one year that I did get a little lost on the course, so that's my bad, but now I study the course map a little bit more carefully. But that's a great run at Deer Path Park. I know some years it's awfully muddy there if there's been a huge storm, and going up the grass trails can be a little bit of a challenge, and sometimes they put hay down and you're trying not to slide down. And yes, I do think that's fun. So if anyone else has that definition of fun as well, hope they would consider doing the Norwest Cap Food Bank 5K. And another great 5K that I personally have fun with is the Jugtown Mountain 5K, which is in October. It's always the Sunday before whatever the holiday is in October, which I can't think of right now, which you would think I would have all the holidays ready. And that is actually up Jugtown Mountain. So it's a steep course, but it's really fun to do, and it's only a 5K, so it's, you know, that it's going to end pretty quickly. You just have to get up that mountain, which is always a little bit of a challenge, but it's certainly a fun challenge. So that's Columbus Day, that's in October, that I couldn't think of, and it's always the Sunday before that, and that's the Jugtown Mountain Challenge 5K. And our Career and Life Transition Center, they have a 5K that is usually the Sunday before Veterans Day. And I remembered that holiday, so that's pretty good. And that is in Hackettstown, and that's a pretty nice course, similar to Meadow Breeze Park in that it's a very pretty setting, and there's a lot of nice scenery. You're partially in the woods on that course, but that course is all off-road, where the Cops on the Run course, part of that is on the road, and then part is in Meadow Breeze Park. But we always have lots of traffic and police officers, so I would bet that's the safest run in Warren County for certain because of the traffic that we have by our police officers. So Again, register www.active.com for that 5K, or check out the Facebook page Cops on the Run 5K. Now, before we leave our law enforcement topic today, I wanted to mention something else in Hunterdon that's going on with law enforcement, and that is a new member to the K-9 team who just graduated, and the officer's name is the K-9 officer Finbar, graduated from the State Police K-9 Scent Detection School. So the K-9 team will be assigned with the Hunterdon County Prosecutor's Office Guns, Gangs, and Narcotics Task Force. So that's really exciting. They've been in class from March 16th through June 19th, and they just graduated. And there were actually 18 K-9 teams that graduated, 12 explosive detection teams, and 6 narcotic detection teams. So these dogs and their handlers do an amazing job. They do a lot of training. They're very committed. They get called out even when they're not working in many of the departments. And canines really are, they really do add something special. They're a unique tool for law enforcement, and they're often not covered in the budget. So if anyone wants to donate for canine, most of the prosecutor's office, state police, and many of the local law enforcement departments do have at least one canine dog. The two police departments that are very active with our Cops on the Run, Washington Township Police Department and the Phillipsburg Police Department, they both have one or more canines. And these dogs really do help with detection of drugs, and they help with search and rescues, and just add a whole nother level and dimension to traditional law enforcement tactics. So we were so happy that Officer Finbar graduated from the New Jersey State Police K-9 Scent Detection School, and we hope that he has a great career and that the dog has many accolades. So we look forward to hearing more about that. So that wraps up our K-9 information for the day and our 5K Cops on the Run. And now we have a few other topics to talk about today here at Hot and Hunterdon. So we know that there's a big announcement going on Tuesday, and I think it's pretty interesting to live in the state where we're having someone run for a presidential nomination. And I understand Tuesday the governor's going to go live with a presidential campaign. And I think it's pretty interesting to live in New Jersey and to have this going on and setting national news. So there's some great articles in the Star Ledger yesterday about the presidential campaign. Not giving an opinion on that, just that sometimes we forget when we're in the middle of history that we are part of history. So I have to look at that. The other, I guess, governor information this week, besides the announcement that everyone has been waiting for the governor to comment on and waiting for a date. So now we finally know tomorrow is the day that the announcement should be made. And while that's going on, I know that there's some protesting going on at Greystone. So people are trying to preserve Greystone and trying to keep the main hospital building. So if anyone's not familiar with Greystone, it is a historic mental health landmark. It is here, obviously, in New Jersey. I guess it's Livingston. It's actually, I guess, maybe Morristown. But it is something that has some historic information on it, and I guess it's set to be demolished. So I'm not sure if anyone has an opinion on that or on the campaign. They can certainly call into the studio here, and we can certainly talk more about it. But it is Greystone Park Psychiatric Hospital, because a lot of people feel that it is a landmark and should be preserved. So if you have an opinion either way, you could certainly go online, and you know, your opinion matters. At least we think so here at Hot and Hunterdon. So weigh in on that. Be a very interesting and exciting time, I think, in New Jersey to have a lot of information on presidential campaigns and how the campaign will play out. So I'm looking forward to having that here in New Jersey, and I hope many of you are as well. The other item I wanted to talk about is a volunteer opportunity today. So we have had in the past in the studio, Mike Ferguson has been here to talk about NorwestCAP's Volunteer Resource Center and RSVP services and sites. And I always like to try to highlight a volunteer activity. It is our volunteers that are the fabric of our communities that give countless hours and save hours and hours of staff time and help us to achieve so much more together. And there is an opportunity now. Meals on Wheels and Subaru have launched an online volunteer drive to help Hunterdon County seniors. So I wanted to mention this because it's a nationwide effort that's going on. There are 5,000 Meals on Wheels programs across the country. A Meals on Wheels program is a program that delivers meals to seniors and homebound or disabled individuals. And we see a lot of times with our economy and shrinking human service dollars, unfortunately, it seems as if always our most vulnerable citizens are at risk. And the Meals on Wheels program in some counties have really been, their budgets have really been impacted, and it has been difficult for them to continue the valuable service. So as part of this nationwide project right now, Meals on Wheels has this project to try to engage volunteers. Now, in Hunterdon County, unfortunately, they're seeing the need grow, and more seniors are signing up for the Meals program. And because of that, they need volunteers to help prepare and deliver the meals. There is definitely an escalating need. And you could get more information about this at www.mealsonwheelsamerica.org. And then you do a slash and drive, and that will get you information on Meals on Wheels in Hunterdon. So perhaps you can volunteer or visit that website. It looks like the drive is, the volunteer commitment is between the hours of 11 and 1, Monday through Friday. So I hope people have a little bit of time on their hands. We'll consider volunteering for that program, Meals on Wheels program, delivering meals or preparing meals. I know I've had my grandparents at one time were able to use that service, and it certainly helps individuals that are homebound or really just can't prepare the meal because of their limitations. And there's always a nutritious meal that's available, and you know that the seniors and homebound people are able to stay home longer rather than having to go into a facility for care. So check that out. We appreciate Subaru doing the nationwide program on that and to try to get some volunteers engaged. If that's not the volunteer program for you, I encourage you to contact our NorwestCAP RSVP program and look through our volunteer opportunities and make an impact in your community, because we all know it just takes one person. So what we have left are a few commercials, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about Independence Day and some of the great celebrations that are going on in Hunterdon County and how you can see fireworks or participate in parades. So I hope everyone stays with us, and we will be back to talk a little bit more about Independence Day and July 4th.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we're back here at Hunterdon Hunterdon, and I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. Today is June 29th, and we're going to be talking about July 4th celebrations here in Hunterdon County. Just a reminder that the Chamber office will not be having a live Hot in Hunterdon on Monday, so I'll be back the following week. So I want to make sure everyone remembers a little bit about the history of Independence Day and July 4th and can find a way to participate in some of the great celebrations that are going on around Hunterdon County. Now, I hope that everyone remembers that July 4th is Independence Day and part of the history, what the history is. And of course, it's taxation without representation was certainly part of the battle cry for the colonies. They were tired of paying taxes and they felt they had no representation. They continued to be dissatisfied, and they decided that it was time for something very specific to do. So they created the Declaration of Independence, and many people remember who was on that committee and the signatures on that. And if you haven't had a chance to go to D.C. and view some of the historic documents that are available and the archive documents, it really is something that reminds us of our the cherished symbols of our nation and what is available. So the Declaration of Independence was actually distributed on July 6th. So I think the Pennsylvania paper, maybe the Pennsylvania Post, was the first newspaper that was able to distribute the Declaration of Independence. And I think that is certainly our cherished symbol of liberty. And then from there, it went to other towns and certainly has helped to recreate what independence is and what it means. And we've been celebrating it actually since 1870. Congress established it as a holiday in 1870. In 1938, it was reaffirmed, but then as a paid holiday for federal employees. So that's why we have off. And today, this year, in 2015, July 4th falls on a Saturday. So most of the federal offices are closed on Friday in celebration of Independence Day. So it's a little bit of our history for Independence Day. Certainly, I think one of the great ways to celebrate our freedom and our independence is to participate in different activities. And certainly there are many going on in Hunterdon County. So we have a parade in Lebanon. Lebanon Borough has a 4th of July parade, and they're honoring veterans with a theme this year. And that theme is very apropos, symbols of freedom. So I think that is an excellent way to honor our veterans and remember our freedom. So that's great. And that parade in Lebanon is available. They also have a baby and bike parade, which is at 8 a.m. And you can be judged for that at 9 a.m. So I'm not sure about the judging, but certainly the parade begins at 9:30 a.m. And it starts on the front of Sutton Place on Main Street. And they actually will have some antique vehicles that will be on display that day. So that's always fun. The main parade begins at 10. And you want to get there early because certainly some of the streets will be closed down. So that's something to do. And I think it's always nice to see the vintage and restored cars that they have in the parades. It just makes for some interesting things. So they have some theme floats going on as well. But again, remember, their theme for the parade in Lebanon is Symbols of Freedom. You can participate by watching the beautiful fireworks in Flemington. That's going to take place at the Flemington Raritan Park and Recreation Committee. They'll be doing that. So that looks like a lot of fun. And then, of course, Highbridge has a picnic going on. So there's so much going on to participate. Or maybe you want to watch the fireworks on display on your television, because we all know the Macy's fireworks are televised, and they really are a great way to enjoy the 4th of July celebration. I know in past years, sometimes it coincides with Fleet Week, which is you can go in and see all the ships down in the port, and that's a great thing to do as well, to participate with Fleet Week. So you really have to enjoy fireworks. I know that in Washington, New Jersey, they have fireworks on July 4th, and their rain date for fireworks is July 5th. So hopefully it won't rain. You know, when we did the weather, we certainly should have considered that. But you can certainly go and see the fireworks in Washington or in Flemington. And I'm trying to get the times for those, which you can certainly log on to 100 and Happening. And they list many of the different events that are going on. So I think around this time of year, there's usually a carnival also in Califon that starts to usually starts the 4th of July or Independence Day celebration. So there's so many things going on. I hope everyone is able to participate in them and celebrate our freedom, our 4th of July, our history of our nation, our cherished symbols. And it's a good time to get a little refresher course in history also and celebrate our freedoms. Some other things that are going on is Salsa Night is back, and that is July 18th from 4 to 10 p.m., and that's on Main Street in Flemington. And what's going on there is food, dancing, vendors, and community. So the Hunterdon Hispanos of Hunterdon Helpline has this as a fundraiser to support programs and services of Hunterdon Helpline. So I believe it is a huge party because last year they had more than 4,000 people who came out for Salsa Night. So I think that's very exciting. They have their sponsors listed, which is Unity Bank, ShopRite, Jake's, Hunterdon Healthcare, the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, PSI, and Shout. So that sounds like a really fun night. And again, that's July 18th from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. for Salsa Night. So hope everyone puts that on their calendar, as well as the fireworks and the parades and going looking at some great historic cars and maybe some floats, have things going on. There's always time for a picnic, but the fireworks really are what I always look forward to because they're such a great display of beauty. And they have so many different colors, and sometimes you like the one color and the multicolor burst of, it's like an artistic display in the sky. So I really enjoy that, and I hope you all do as well. Okay, so today, just to wrap up for us, we do have an opportunity if you want to participate in a 5K, which is Cops on the Run. You could do that at www.active.com. Cops on the Run is running as a unified force for stronger neighborhoods. And that race is on August 8th, which is a Saturday. It starts at 9 a.m. sharp. We do usually try to encourage people to register early so they can get a t-shirt, and also so it helps us with registration when you're pre-registered. Makes life a lot easier. The race does start early, gets done early. Yvette Day is our race chair, and she certainly runs an efficient race. So if you haven't done a 5K, would definitely say this would be your first one to try. If you've done 5Ks and you love the competitive nature of a 5K, it's a great course, lots of traffic. Certainly don't have to worry about getting lost on this course or getting hit. We do have a lot of police doing traffic enforcement and guiding our runners to make sure it's a safe course. It's a great way to support police community activities. I hope people take time to be active with their prevention activities. A 5K is a great way to do that. If you're not a runner and you want to walk, there's plenty of safe parts of the course for walkers. And we added a 3K walk this year for people who didn't want to walk the full course. But if you are a walker and you want to do the 5K, it's great. Great time, great race, and I hope everyone comes out and supports the Cops on the Run 5K. Also, if you are interested in participating in some of the Independence Day activities, you can look on the Hunterdon County website. There are a listing of parades, fireworks, and picnics where you can celebrate your community. We have so many great small towns that do these celebrations so well. For many years, I would go to Red Bank and watch the fireworks over the water, and that was, you know, really pretty and beautiful. And I know one year I went to Jersey City and watched the fireworks, and it's great, but it's also great to watch them in a small town where they do such a beautiful, beautiful job of coloring that sky for us on Independence Day. So we do have events in Hunterdon County, fireworks, and certainly in Warren County and Washington, New Jersey, their July 4th celebration with the July 5th rain date. I hope we have a great sunny day for our July 4th activities. And tomorrow, just a reminder, we have our governor making an announcement that he hasn't made, even when asked many, many questions by reporters for many years. So, you know, I guess the mystery is going to be over tomorrow. So we'll be looking forward to learning more about that. And being in New Jersey while we have a candidate running for a national office, which I think will bring some interest to the state, and people will be looking at New Jersey, have some protests going on for Greystone. If that is one of your passionate areas, I invite you to log on and submit some information, or even to attend some of the live protests that have been scheduled on that event. And if you have always wanted to try a salsa night, it's back, and it is on July 18th at Main Street in Flemington. Be food, dancing, vendors, and the community. So we have lots of things going on. Hope you'll stay with us now. We have Ruth Ann's live celebration hour. She has a great guest coming up, so I hope you'll stay with us, and I'll be back in 2 Mondays.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan.
Convicted killer David Sweat is in serious condition after being shot by a New York State trooper near the Canadian border yesterday. An unidentified resident is happy the three-week manhunt is over.
We'll feel calm and peaceful, but this has been going on for 3 weeks, and our whole town has been in an uproar and haven't been able to sleep. They were right on my road one night with a perimeter set up.
Fellow escapee Richard Matt was shot and killed Friday. The nuclear talks with Iran will probably go past tomorrow's deadline. AP correspondent George Yan says there are a number of serious sticking points.
The biggest hang-up, of course, is how open Iran must be in allowing the UN nuclear agency to go wherever it feels it needs to go to make sure that Tehran is adhering to its commitments under a deal.
Secretary of State John Kerry and representatives from other world powers are meeting with the Iranians in Vienna. This is USA Headline News.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains.